When did you begin to take an interest in climate activism, and what drew you to the issue?
I've always been super into like being outside and hanging out with my animals. And it wasn't until really I got into my sophomore year of high school that I switched to Flagstaff Arts and Leadership Academy. And they had an environmental coalition. They really fostered a space that I could take like confidence in my political actions.
So you've built your leadership role at that club, but then also you're a part of a new group, the Flagstaff Youth Climate Alliance. What is that group and why did it get started?
It really happened after the September 20th strike. This like past month, my friends and I, we met a bunch of people from different schools and different like youth groups, and we were all fighting for the same thing, but we weren't really in contact with each other, and we felt that if we were, we could make our voice more united. Mostly we want political action like on the state level. But we'll see where folks' interests end up.
You played a role in planning September's climate march. Tell me about that experience.
Yeah, it was a random Saturday meeting, and I knew what the strike was. Members from my coalition were going, and since I'm a leader on that group, we were like, okay, we should probably go to this. We were talking about the strike, and it seemed like we didn't have a clear like goal. I ended up taking way more leadership than I planned on. So yeah, we went to the board meetings, we met with different schools, and we held poster making sessions and showed up on the 20th and saw how the turnout was, which was a lot more than I expected, which was really cool.
So you said there's often a lot of energy with young people in these events, but not a lot of it being focused. Do you feel like that's an important thing that needs to be taken advantage of?
Absolutely, and that was part of the thinking behind the Youth Climate Alliance, was that there's this general idea that climate change is bad and we want policy changed, except that's such an umbrella term, climate change, and so it's really hard to be like, I want to focus on like ocean acidification, or I want to focus on increased natural disasters. Like, it's really hard to have these things that aren't necessarily tangible to someone who lives in Arizona to think about like oceans. And how you can be like, well, this is what's reasonable for like next steps in policy, and this is what we can negotiate with our legislators.
What's your plans after you graduate and for your future?
I'm going to Fort Lewis College in Durango, Colorado, majoring in adventure education with a minor in environmental policy.
So do you hope that you can combine those two loves, the outdoors and fighting for climate justice, with this career path?
I think so. I think it's hard to fight for something you can't appreciate after talking to people who don't necessarily agree with you, or you're getting burnt out because it's a lot of work, or like you feel like you're not getting anywhere. But the minute you step outside and you're on a hike, you're like, oh, this is what I'm fighting for, and I'm stoked to keep doing this.
Do you ever worry that maybe you were born a little too late to make that difference?
I think now is the perfect time. We can take this holistic approach to climate justice. I'm able to vote on this next 2020 presidential election, and I'm really stoked about that, and a bunch of my peers are really stoked, because we can make our voices loud now and be like, this is what we want from the next president. We're not going to take anything else. So perfect timing in terms of voting next time.
Lauren Pacheco, thank you very much for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you.